Okay, then let's hear from the very patient Marianne Lacroix for the Maine Lobster Marketing Cooperative, since she's been with us a while. Please go ahead, Ms. Lacroix.
Thank you very much, Senator Tepler and Representative Hepler and members of the committee. I really appreciate you having me here and allowing me to join virtually today. It's great. My name is Marianne LaCroix. I'm the Executive Director of the Maine Lobster Marketing Collaborative, and we are the marketing board for the Maine lobster industry. So we represent the full scope of the industry, the fishermen, dealers, and processors. We were founded in 2013, and we replaced the Maine Lobster Promotion Council, which had been in place since 1991. So there is a long history of marketing within the lobster industry. So we've had representation in marketing for quite a long time. We're fully funded by the industry members. So lobster fishermen, dealers, and processors, when they get their annual license through the state, there is a marketing surcharge on that license, and those funds come to the collaborative to administer marketing programs throughout the year. And there haven't been a lot of lobster companies, but we have about 5,000 lobster fishermen in the state that are paying into this, and about 300 dealers and processors. We're staffed by just two people, myself and our marketing director, and we work with a marketing firm. It's a worldwide firm called Weber Shandwick. Our team is primarily out of their Boston office, so we work with them to administer marketing programs throughout the year, and their size and scope allow us to be very flexible on the marketing programs that we put forward. We are governed by a board of directors that is made up of four fishermen, three dealers and processors, two public members, and two commissioners. The commissioners are allowed to appoint designees to be on our board, and both have done so. We have one from DECD and one from DMR. So, our marketing program, we have about $1.9 million to work with for 2025. We focus on the US market for efficiency's sake. It's a good market. There's a lot of growth opportunity here. We target both wholesaler and consumer audiences. We partner with a lot of other organizations, for example, on international marketing. We work with Maine International Trade Center and Food Export so that we can cover that market. So our activities throughout the year include public relations, social media events. We will also act as a resource for the industry. So we have a lot of online materials that are available, including photography, video, fact sheets, and these are available to any company or individual that sells Maine lobster. So those, it's on our website. I've given Leave Behind for you that has that information on it. So that's something that we do, that we offer throughout the year. We also offer media training. So anyone in the industry that's talking to media, we can go through media training with them. So to ensure that they're able to get their messages out to the media when they speak to them, because that can be a little bit tricky sometimes. So I'm hoping to come back later in the session to give you a full picture of what we did last year, our marketing results, and what our marketing plan is for this year. And we'll also be doing a session at the Fishermen's Forum in March on the Saturday, on the fir March 1st. So you'll be able to catch it there as well. So I'll work on setting that up, and happy to answer any questions that you have for me today.
Thank you, Ms. Lacroix. Questions from the committee regarding the Maine Lobster Marketing Collaborative? Yes, Senator Moore.
Thank you, Marianne. And I spell my name the same way. So I finally, you find very few people spell it the way we spell it. So I love that. The question that I have is, how much is that annual surcharge that goes
Well,
towards the marketing?
yes, it varies depending on the type of license you have. So the fishermen, they can have a class one, two, or three license. So it's about $250 to $700, depending on which type of license they have. And for the processors and dealers, it's a little bit more complicated. There's about it depends on their type of business, but the minimum is $1,000 for the dealers. And then there's additional surcharges depending on what they're called supplemental licenses. So if they have a processing facility or delivery truck, or something like that. So it's sort of depends on the type of company they have, but the bigger companies are paying more because they have more of those supplemental licenses.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the committee? Seeing none, thank you very much for introducing yourself and on your organization.